Disney Studios and Academy Award-winning director Bill Condon, who brought us Dreamgirls and Kinsey, have joined forces to create a new live-action version of Beauty and the Beast. In case you aren't familiar with the age-old tale of Beauty and the Beast, it is the story of a young woman who is very independent and considered a bit strange by the villagers, who don't understand a woman who craves knowledge. She is searching for a place where she can be accepted for whom she is. It is also the story of a prince under a spell which has turned him into a beast. He must learn to love and accept others, or he will remain a beast forever. Condon, as director, has taken a children's story and injected it with a lot of maturity. Despite the numerous and varied films based on this story, Condon has done a marvelous job of breathing new life into it and creating a very elegant production. The cast is a who's who of top box office draws, from Downton Abbey's Dan Stevens as the Beast and Harry Potter's Emma Watson as Belle, to Ewan McGregor, Emma Thompson, Josh Gad, Kevin Kline, and many others. The acting is all well done. The chemistry between Belle and the Beast is icy at best when they first meet, but develops into something that exudes true warmth. Perhaps my only disappointment with the characters was Mrs. Potts, voiced and later played by Emma Thompson. Thompson did a good job, but having first heard Angela Lansbury in the role, I did wish her voice would return with a more sophisticated accent than the one Thompson used. The music, which is the same as the animated version, was revisited by Alan Menken, who wrote the original score. This film provides a number of new songs which fit seamlessly into the film despite a 26-year spread between the films and a set of new lyricists. I seriously doubt anyone not familiar with the animated score could tell the new songs from the old. It is, all in all, a soundtrack that, like a fine wine, has only improved with age. Another reason this film is a delight to watch is the cinematography. The whole film is gorgeous, especially the Be Our Guest sequence, which harkens back to the grand splendor of movies from the 30s and 40s. I was particularly reminded of the Esther Williams spectacles. Perhaps the biggest difference between this version and the animated version is the darkness. This film is very grown up and not only highlights the good in people, it also highlights the dark, evil side that can come out in people. The character that has changed the most between the two films is Gaston. While he is still the self-absorbed buffoon, there is an edge to him that grows over time, creating the perfect parallel as he becomes more beastly and the beast becomes more human. I have to say that my expectations prior to seeing the film were that I would see a film that was good fun, but not much more than that. Was I ever surprised? This is not your typical Disney film, full of fluff. These characters are well-developed, making the transition for the animated characters into humans absolutely seamless. That said, do know that Disney still has not totally shed its need for using stereotypes. The characters reflect all aspects of human nature, good and bad. Whether or not it was intentional, it is quite easy to draw a number of parallels between this film and the world today, making its lessons timelier than perhaps they were when the story was first written. I have to admit, despite knowing the story, I found myself at times bouncing between being teary-eyed and feeling tense, waiting to know the outcome of various events. This is a film well worth viewing. However, be advised, this is not a film for young children. If you have young children and want them to see Beauty and the Beast, hire a sitter, let them watch the animated version while you go to the theater for this new version. Beauty and the Beast is rated PG for violence, peril, and frightening images, and is an incredible 2 hours and 9 minutes in length. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.